Dear brothers and sisters, it's a great honor for me to be here with you today for this blessed occasion. And it is also a great pleasure to be in this holy church and have the opportunity to say a few words of prayer on this occasion. Thanks be to God, I managed to come all the way from Aleppo, Syria, to this place, to Chichester Diocese, in spite of the flight sanctions imposed on Syria today. I came to greet you all and present my wishes and regards to my dear brother and friend, the Right Reverend Bishop Dr. John Knight. I shall not be very long. Therefore, I will deal with three short topics. Let us start from my country, Syria. Today we are challenged with a socio-political impasse, an unprecedented predicament of a magnitude that we have not witnessed in our modern history. Biblically speaking, when the Arab Spring emerged in Tunisia and before it started to spread in the neighboring countries, it sprang to my mind the words of Jesus to Nicodemus in one dark night in Jerusalem. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it came and where it goes. The uncertainty and challenges descend on us with a limitless direction and consequences. Therefore, no one can predict the scale of suffering of Syrian people, Muslims and Christians today, and how it will develop and evolve helplessly and hopelessly. All what we can at the end of each day is to take stock of the number of Syrian martyrs. Some may refer to it in cool blood as many body counts. Needless to flick the coin and look at the other side, the destructions of national economy, infrastructure, forced immigration, the loss of our values, erosion of confidence, hope and passion. What we desire today from all those who have an interest in the propagating of such spring is to be realistic and believe in God, behave as human beings, and endeavor to protect the integrity of his creation, environment, and humanity. To you all, my dear brothers and sisters, I plead, and with you I pray fervently, that decision makers in this blessed country, UK, will join us as peacemakers to bring about a peaceful outcome, not only in Syria, but the whole region. Secondly, I came to know Bishop John in a very Christian milieu. We were both, for many years, members of the Central Committee and the Board of Faith and Order of the World Council of Churches. Post-1948, Geneva became a unique ecumenical platform for Christians. It was not only to organize and attend assemblies, conferences, meetings, but to build bridges between member churches. This was the first vital and necessary step to heal the wounds of the church after many centuries of interchurch division. Vendettas and dissensions were established. A constructive dialogue to bring about a churches together again to live in real unity, as was described in John 17. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Do you think, my dear brothers and sisters, for a moment, it is a simple task to carry our luggages, old and new, and travel in all directions to meet and attend such a community gatherings, having in mind that you are delegated by our churches to fulfill the wishes of our Lord Jesus Christ? Again, I may pose another question. Since you are the people of God, is it easy to demolish and remove stubborn walls and erected and accumulated since the 5th century? However, I am not here to give you a lecture on church history and its anguish, ecumenism in a troubled world, or a lesson on dogmatic theology. I am here to share with you the good news that a great many positive and encouraging achievements and steps forward were made throughout our non-ecumenical community. Let us count our blessings and praise the Lord that one of the visible fruits of unity is my attendance with you in this church and in this occasion. Thirdly, let me here give my testimony about Lord Bishop John Hine. When he was in charge of the Anglican Communion in Europe, that was outside of Ireland and England, Turabdin was included in his diocese. You may ask, what is Turabdin, and how did Anglican Bishop come to have this under the jurisdiction of a far corner of Asia Minor? Turabdin, to us Syrian Orthodox people, is the second Jerusalem of the Sea of our church. It is the birthplace of many saints, church fathers, church leaders, patriarchs, Catholics, metropolitans, archbishops, and bishops, and other churches. It is the land of different theological centers, schools, and monastics. The 4th century school of Nisibis, or Gabriel Monastery, are witnessing the spiritual richness of this region of the world. I would like to mention here one that we have in common, St. Ephrem the Syrian, who is considered one of the universal church fathers. The region was attacked morally and physically several times through its ancient and contemporary history. However, since the First World War, Turabdin witnessed a steady demographic erosion and uprooting of its indigenous inhabitants. I am aware that the Diocese of Chichester formed its own Friends of Turabdin organization. But I have witnessed that Bishop John did not spare any opportunity of advocacy for the rights and plight of the innocent people of Turabdin and their ancient holy places, whether here in House of Lords or internationally in other ecumenical circles as well as private. I must add here that before and after the perilous troubles in Syria, Bishop John continued his mission by advocating Christians generally and in Syria, in the Syrian Orthodox in particular. Bishop John led several pilgrimages to the region. Recently he visited Syria and continued to share with me and with other bishops, other church leaders, the suffering of our people. On behalf of the Syrian Orthodox Church of Antioch everywhere, and on behalf of my dear brother, Polycarpos, and especially the people of Turabdin, I would like to express expressions my appreciation, admiration, and love to you and to Janet and your loved ones. I would like to thank the Diocese of Chichester for their endeavors to keep your Abid in their prayers and wish that your successor will continue your mission and maintain the same level of relations between the beloved and the blessed diocese and for Abid and other churches in Syria and elsewhere. I will conclude with two Aramaic Syriac sentences. Abun Malio, Taudi Sagi, Ush Bashomo, Morio Nintendo, Yakato, Hailo, Helmon, Syria 4, Your Grace, thank you very much. God be with you, protect you and your family, and give you strength and health. Thank you.